Yo,
wow.
That's why they carry first.
Would you rather snitch on your bro or cheat on your girl?
That's
not even your question.
This podcast has no name. Welcome to another edition brought to you by your number one hit music station, Cool FM Abuja. The big one is still here. The house is not as full as usual, but we have a new voice in the building. Give it up for Preston!
Make some noise.
This is where you do the Why? Who wants to hear you from there? Come on, stand up and come and stand near microphone. Let them hear you. Say hello, hello, hello.
This is for me responsible. This is not a responsible gathering, by the way.
I told her already, she did not agree. So this podcast has no name. And the voice you heard, the female voice you heard first, is the queen of positive vibes. Just so that for every time it is we're recording, she's literally always on social media trying to just, you know, live her life online because she's not a slave queen. She's not even a Gen Z baddie, she's a generator baddie altogether.
Wow.
That's when a millennial tries to be a bad.
That does not sound demure.
Well, where did demure come from?
You know, this is not so classy. This is not so demure.
Why did demure? Who started this demure thing, sir?
I think that a lot of people are dragging this whole thing, but it was just a particular video about this person. I don't know what they identify as, but yeah. So that's how it started. And ever since, it just looks like everyone just decided to steal it and go with it. So that's how it came about. This is how I come off when I go to work. You know, the original video anyway, very cutesy, very demure, very classy.
No, what for?
The way I went for the interview is the way I came for the job. That's how I show up for the job. But by the way I came for the interview, is that how I showed up for the job?
Which of the interviews are we talking about?
This job interview.
No, I remember very much. I remember very much what she was wearing on the day I was interviewing this young lady.
What was I wearing?
Black and black. It was a black sleeveless top with black trousers, seated on a couch, interviewed you over Zoom.
Okay, so it was actually ox blood, but maybe because
no,
of,
it was black and
black. No, it's ox blood,
I
dude.
Used to
did
keep,
you come in black
used to
and
keep
white?
Short hair that year.
No, it's not black. It's, maybe your phone is black and white, but it was ox blood.
You see, that's where God have caught you. You did
sure
it on Zoom.
Ox blood is not part of the colors I was taught in school. So I did
burgundy.
Like,
okay. Burgundy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Even though I wasn't taught in school, but, you know. I had to pick it up along the line.
You will learn.
So now I know ox blood.
He's gonna learn.
So yeah, so it was ox blood. And by the way, I was on a vacation.
Yeah, she was in Ghana.
Checking my little behind.
I said something to her
yacht
today. I was like, Bobrisky went to prison and came out looking fresher than she did after she came back from Qatar.
No, so the problem now is Jennifer makes me think about my life. Like, how do you go on a vacation when you don't have a job? Like, like, where did you see money? God, what am I even doing?
So
I have a job and I can't still go for vacation.
But yo, you're also forgetting the fact that
okay,
I have like lots of rich friends. So there are certain bills that I don't have to do myself. They can do it for me.
Wow.
What are your friends doing?
They are spending the money on
you.
On you.
Are you?
No, mind you, these are girls.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So show me your friend.
Where do you need them? I want to meet them.
Anyways, you heard the topic we Jennifer said earlier, which was
tell me. I feel like Tunde should be the first one to speak because I feel like Tunde would rather cheat
than snitch on his guy. Come tell them about the bro code.
It's not even a question now. Like, would I rather snitch on my bro? Like, you know, if I snitch on my bro now,
mm-hmm,
a lot of things can go wrong.
How do you mean?
A lot of things can happen, no. Like, it depends on what that my bro has done, the implications of me snitching,
mm-hmm,
you get. But if I cheat on my girl, last, to fight, she'll break up with me, then I beg.
So what makes you think that your bro cannot snitch on you?
And no, that's the question. If I'm not snitching on my bro, it's because I know my bro will not snitch on me.
What if you shock and your bro snitches on you?
Exactly, that's on him.
Because I've been snitched on before.
I have as well.
Yeah.
But I still did not snitch. Yes.
So snitches get stitches.
Exactly.
That.
I wasn't raised that way.
For this
but moment. You're raised to cheat.
I wasn't still raised that way. That was something we pick along the line as we are growing up.
But I think the problem is that if he snitches, he's also going to get into trouble because he has also committed whatever he's snitching on his friend about. So, yes.
Yeah, most likely we'll
it's
be together
when it was happening.
Yeah.
You know too much about guys.
Yeah.
Most likely we'll be together.
Too many brothers, too many male friends.
Too many boyfriends too?
No.
Let me just give this example. Now, why I said I'd rather cheat than snitch. Imagine I go to a club with my guy.
Mm-hmm.
We are both out having good time. Then some girls show up and we are there having good time. Oh, me and the guy. And then his babe is asking the question in front of my babe.
Okay.
Oh, what was he doing at the club? I saw him did this. Am I supposed to say yes, he did it? We were there together. I was doing the same thing. No?
So that's why you rather cover up.
Because you don't want to get into trouble yourself.
But I feel like, this is quite a dicey one. To be honest, coming from a girl's perspective, it depends. It depends on what the snitching is. From a girl's perspective, would you rather cheat than snitch? Like, it depends on the velocity of the
but that's the thing, you guys snitch a lot.
Yes, women actually snitch a lot. Right. That's not a lie.
But so
the thing is, okay, for instance, I actually, we had this conversation a few weeks ago with someone, and this is how the conversation went. We were somewhere and we saw somebody's was it boyfriend or so? Okay, no, we went somewhere, thank you, and the person's wife was celebrating his birthday, and his main new side chick was there as well.
That means they're even older side chicks.
Yes, older side chick.
Nah,
older side chicks were there, but this new one was also there. So it was so freaking complicated. Like, I was there looking like, wow, is this really happening? Like, and you know the wife doesn't know, so I was just kind of like.
How did you know she was a side chick?
Well, you know, you will know.
No, we don't.
What on the street?
What on the street?
You will know. You're a girl. From definitely certain things, you would know. So, now, if it was my babe, I mean, if the I go tell you, ne, the husband side chick is done.
But that's you snitching on the husband. Would you snitch on your ne?
On my ne?
Yes.
What I might do is this. I will run. Run in the sense that if he casts, that's your business.
Yeah, but you did not tell the guy now.
Why did not tell the guy? That means you're
so
not
you
snitching.
Still didn't snitch.
No, I don't think I would snitch. I'm not.
So what about cheat?
If you had the
now,
option.
If I had the option between the two. Yes. Hey! Try.
But because me, I've gotten this thing in my head. Women don't just cheat with one person. No.
What do you mean?
Women have different strata for different things. There's the guy you cheat with because it's a fun time. There's the guy you cheat with because he's money. Well, all of them is money.
So
there's a guy you cheat with because he can talk.
He treats you well.
There's a guy you cheat with because he makes you remember the person you want
so
to get
how many
married
people,
to.
How many people
have,
do
like,
you want
to...
Exactly, like how many people how many people are you going to put on the roster? That's not even sustainable.
Excel is unlimited.
Exactly what he just said. Because I was 19 when my 19-year-old friend introduced me to 9 guys that she was dating for different reasons. And each of them told me to take care of half of them.
So this is it, right? I mean, if we're going to judge it based on that, let me say this. Women are multitaskers, if I can put that.
Excellent.
Do you understand? They can actually manage it.
Uh-huh.
So, and then they can actually do it, especially they'll do it in a way that you will not even know.
That's the point.
So to be honest, women can do that.
Family planning.
Wow. But on this case, I'm not so sure if... I'm not sure I'm going to snitch on my guy. I mean, I found myself in crazy situations whereby the best thing to do is to snitch so that everything will scatter. But I rather not because she wants everything to scatter.
Because she's your G.
Because,
so
yeah, that's
not
my...
snitch on her.
Yes, like, that's my G regardless. Even if I'm not even cool.
Yeah.
To today, but just, you're my G.
So again, why is it so easy for women to snitch on one another? Especially when it comes to a relationship situation. It is not hard for a woman to go and meet
most times.
Boyfriend
most
say,
times is because
has been doing
when yes. They fight. Let me say
especially
this right.
When they
let
fight.
Me say this. Let me say this. So women have this weird thing that sometimes work and we don't always know this. Mm-hmm. We have loud mouths, right? And when we have
you
loud,
don't mean it.
Yes, we have very loud mouths.
Shocking.
When we have loud mouths that's in the sense new. That when my boo is doing things for me. It's not like I feel the need, but because of the excitement of what is happening with me and, you know, in that situation at that time, I'm coming to you, I'm coming to tell you, girl, you don't know. My God, this guy just got me this. He just got me that. He just did this. We're going here. We're going there. You know, he just sent me this. Just sent me that. Mm-hmm. And then my friend goes to say, okay, now, God forbid, though, that your particular friend might just be that one person that is not just lucky with relationship. You know, there are people mm-hmm. that are like that.
Yeah.
She might not just be lucky with guys. She might just be meeting the sons of Lucifer that come straight from hell.
Somebody says sons of iniquity.
Yoruba boys that don't have money that can fuck.
If God wants to punish you, he'll just give you one of those. To be honest, a Yoruba man that will just do you shege.
Yes. But very caring.
But the
bro,
demon in
and
him.
Can fuck.
You need to cast
you are,
and bind.
You are in.
I so, think the person speaking is today, one of such. But
he is. Know. You can see the little horns on his head.
I don't have money. I don't know how to fuck.
Hey, wow. That's a different conversation for another day. But what I'm trying to say is that when I tell you about that, now the next thing, I start sowing seeds inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
Seeds of discord, seeds of envy, mm-hmm. seeds of jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes those things don't happen at once.
Mm-hmm.
It accumulates. It's a matter of time. This thing actually happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was, what happened? I was just telling my guy. I was thinking, oh no, you're my guy. Oh my God, this person did this. In fact, I remember a day that I was wearing Ankara because I've not worn Ankara in forever. And my boo was like, oh, because of the fact that you're wearing Ankara, this person sprayed me £1,000. And I called my friend, I'm like, yo, I just got sprayed £1,000. And she said, yeah, we're here, go chop. And I'm like, yeah, no problem, £200 for you.
So where did you, I want to go and buy Ankara now. Who's your problem?
And
are we
you can,
Uzbek?
What?
What's that you do so?
And do you get, I didn't know that was doing something to my friend.
Mm-hmm.
The tiniest opportunity that my friend got, oh my God, the kind of debt about me that she brought out and spewed to this person.
Mm-hmm.
Why is seeds of discord? We don't even know.
But,
yeah,
so
then
you're
I'm
telling
that,
your friend that you're living the life is
yes,
making them,
it's making them envy. I don't know. You know, everybody's
I think
different.
What it is that women are naturally very competitive with each other.
Yes,
they
thank
want
you.
To
God
see
bless you.
Who is going to get married first? They want to see who is going to have the best things first. They want to know whose boo is better than the other. So generally, when you're doing those stuff, they just want to compete with you. They just want to be there first. They want is who go make and first kind of energy.
No, but what if in a situation whereby it's not that, like, regardless of where I am, but you're my G and I've been carrying you along with me. We're enjoying this life together, oh, and you don't even need to stress.
No, notice, Tunde, please come closer to the mic so that the world can hear you. What is the reaction of a guy to hearing that your guy is balling?
We are drinking the next day. I'm happy because you go flex me now. You just cash out. Hey, senior man, how far? Where will they show?
No, don't get it
sharp.
Wrong. There are girls that are like that, but it's not
but
in
the percentage
every...
Is not that
yes.
Much.
That's
not
why those girls... A man did be.
Exactly.
You know,
no,
you
to be honest.
Senior man. Right?
That's when you sit together and say, bro.
Yeah.
No, to be honest, like we have, so that's what happens sometimes with girls. So when I say that, before you know, gradually, you just start vexing with me, even though you don't know what's up, oh. You don't even know if I'm chopping beating by the side.
Exactly.
I'm just telling you the good parts. Mm-hmm. Because to be honest, when we're in relationships, most times, till it starts going south, we don't tell you the bad parts.
Yeah.
We just tell you all the rosy, sweet things.
Yeah.
And then you just keep wanting to die on top of my matter. You not even knowing what the matter is.
Yeah.
So that's why most times girls just want to snitch.
Since
your own better, I go spoil them.
Because I've noticed, a guy get babe, ba.
Mm-hmm.
If that babe went like, in a moment, he's already telling all his G's, Baba, see my chick, man. Baba,
exactly.
See my chick.
And
every
they
opportunity.
Know.
Everyone will know that this is the person. See, every guy knows who the main chick is.
Mm-hmm.
And every guy knows who the guy's side chicks are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You understand? But I noticed that women will not readily tell you, nah him be this so.
Mm-mm.
Because in the back of their mind somewhere...
No, so that, I mean, I've even passed a stage whereby if I'm dating somebody, you have to meet him. I usually used to date people that my friends would tag them or call them ghosts because you never see the person. You hear so much about the person, but I will never show you. And for once in my life that I have tried. Okay, so backstory, a few years ago when I was in uni, I got one of my friends, we went to one of my, so then a boyfriend, a boyfriend of mine, we went to the house, we got to eat fish and all of that. So one day I was like thinking, we had some issues anyway. So I'm like, since we had issues, I already had a spare key. I mean, I was his girlfriend. So I'm like, let me just run to the house, I'm going to cook for him one of my favorite jollof. And no, it wasn't jollof, it was like vegetable soup and like white rice. Shasha, God and wanted Jennifer me to find cook. Out.
Jennifer, let me say, let me use the opportunity to Jesus. Say, we do not call her chop chop for nothing.
She can cook.
She can, Jenny.
Sweet food, oh.
I was running to the guy's house. I was hearing music. I didn't see his car outside. I'm like,
anyway. The music loud?
The music was loud. Hey! From the parlor. As I climb upstairs, the way God would save me. They locked the door, but he removed the key and kept it on the couch. I don't know how. God just wanted me to see. I carried my key, shall open. I saw 2 glasses of wine. I saw my friend's bag. That was the first thing I saw, because I know how with that bag. On getting inside, he was there.
Ta-ta-ta.
Well, and your friend's bag,
like, was there as well.
That your friend, a girl.
She was the person I took her to the person's house when we wanted to go and eat fish now.
Say,
so that's how. Thank you. I had to learn. Experience taught me. On getting there, I saw it and I'm like, and he was like, and she was like, and all of us were like, wow.
And then there was,
ta-da! Ta-da! No, and the third one went, wee, wee, wee. So, it was really crazy.
Yeah, no,
so
fun.
After that,
you could have joined in.
After that,
what?
You are such a crazy person. After that, I left him, had the relationship, everything, and I left. So that experience taught me that girls and my man should never cross paths.
So
I wouldn't. But then, you see, and I also made, after like so many years, after like a lot of years, I was like, oh no, this person is like 15-year-old friendship. You know, I can definitely introduce you to this person. That was the mistake I made in my life, because the one time I did that again,
they went without you again.
My dear.
Oh so my wait, God.
So, but this so time around, the person didn't indulge.
Does this solidify your choice to not snitch or to not cheat?
So it not to snitch regardless, because, like I say, my guy is my guy, right? Like, regardless of what happens, you're my guy. When we went through the shit together, we went through it together. So you're still my person. There's certain things that, like you said, sometimes some of the things might implicate you.
Yeah.
Do you know? Maybe. Some of the things can actually implicate
that's
you.
Why I won't
so
snitch.
Even when
all of
no,
the things,
can
all of it,
yeah, some things can
like
you, implicate you. But even though if the things wouldn't implicate you, I feel like I am, even if not for anything, I should be a man of my word. Like,
a woman of my word.
No, I'm a woman. Yes. A woman of my word. I should keep to my word when I say, when you come to me in confidence and you say, babe, this is it.
Nah.
I'm like, nah.
I'm gonna
that stuff should stay with me. So, yeah, I might just choose a very cute guy to do it with.
Yeah, because...
So, you'd rather... This is another very interesting part.
If I snitch, I'm going to jail.
You just said something. Like, choose a cute guy to do what exactly? Cheat on or snitch on or not snitch on? Is it going to be the friend that you don't snitch
to
on?
To cheat with.
No, to cheat with. Because, yes, because I'm not going to snitch.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, the cheating has to be worth it. By the way, they say if you want to eat a frog, you have to get like a large one so that, you know. When they tell
you,
you
wow. She knows a lot.
About
she knows
frogs,
too
right?
much. You know too much. Pressy, you've been going how? You've just been backing up since.
Oh.
At least. Oh, yeah, tell us.
Okay. I'd rather snitch. Well, because I have very...
You rather snitch, right?
Yeah, I have very laid-back friends. They don't do much. They're nerds. Half of them are nerds. So what could they possibly do? So I'll just snitch.
Run away! Girl!
No, I actually know most of their dirt.
No.
We know each other's dirt. One is a nerd that just likes girls. And we all, even the girls he dates, knows that he likes girls. So I will snitch. I'll tell you that one, there's a girl coming, you know, you sure you don't want to go? They'll beat him, they'll take his money, he'll go home, he'll feel bad, he'll tell me why did I snitch, or why did I snitch. And that's it. So it's very, very simple. It's so simple.
You know, this snitching thing she's saying, like I said, you know when my first answer, I said it depends on the velocity of what the thing is. If it's just like, you know, snitching on you, small snitching, but not like big ass crimes. You know, there's like big crimes,
like
when I help you to go and dig. Yeah, like when I help you to go and dig the grave and put the legs and cover the sand. It makes me an accomplice.
If you're not an accomplice, that means you will snitch.
That's the entire thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Snitching.
Yeah. It's the velocity. It's how deep it is.
The bro code exists in the first place is because he's going to be in trouble as well. If not, that bro code would not have even been that serious.
Is there a cis code?
Yeah, there are cis codes.
There are cis codes. But most girls don't care about them. You're not supposed to date
I think that's an entire topic for another conversation altogether.
At all.
That's bro code.
That's bro code. You people collected it from us. But I think the cis code is going to be a different conversation altogether, so that we can really identify what is bro code, what is cis code. I've never seen.
And I think we are going to need a lot of cis for that.
Like, bro, there has to be a lot of cis.
There is, and I don't know about it.
That
doesn't sound right. Cis code does not sound right.
Sounds like a musician. Cis code.
There are, but it's just that people are not abiding to it.
Yes, because you know now it's women.
Women don't abide or what?
To anything.
Yes. What do you mean by that? How dare you? They abide to their children.
Well,
okay.
And the ability to snitch.
Yes. Well, I don't know about that part.
Wow.
I don't know what he's saying in the background. But anyways, we're about to wrap this up at this point in time. So I'm going to ask each person that is here. Tunde, have you cheated before?
Yes.
How many times have you cheated?
I do have spreadsheet for that.
What was your reason for cheating?
Oh, there's always a reason.
Reason. Were you caught cheating?
No. I would not blame it on the alcohol, but then again.
You blame it on the alcohol.
Then again. I'll blame it on the alcohol. You know, I was not seeing. Everybody resembled my babe at that time.
Wow! Beat was in the eye of the beer holder. Mad. Mm-hmm. So, have you ever been caught cheating?
No.
No.
Or not that I know of. You know these women. The screenshots might just be there somewhere hidden photos on her phone.
So you've never been caught?
No.
And none of your guys have snitched on you that you cheated?
No.
So how your game is tight though.
That was a European demon.
Your game is tight.
Look at the mischief on his face.
You have to cut the loose ends.
He's not tied up the loose ends. He's cutting it off completely. Yeah. Bad guy. Okay, Pressy. Have you ever been caught cheating before?
I feel so bad that I'm too good. No.
You've not. You feel so bad that you're too good.
Yeah, I wanted to be among people that would say yes, but my answer is no.
I've been caught cheating.
So I
felt
bad.
You've not cheated, neither have you been caught cheating.
Yeah, I mean, if I haven't cheated, how will I get caught cheating?
Have you been cheated on?
Not that I ever found out.
Wow.
Yeah, you can never know.
So the bro code was really tight.
Very possible. You know, when you meet their friends, you're like the one. You're the our wife, baby. And so
now what did they choose
on? Honestly,
why did they not break up with you?
The last relationship or all of them?
I know you have like 12. Give us four.
Yay! Okay, what's I'm just going on? To do the last one. But we didn't break up. It was just like we just stopped communicating. Everybody just went. Life just happened. Yeah.
Ghosted.
Yeah,
which is mad. Jennifer, I'm afraid of asking. I'm afraid.
She
has been fiddling with her hair, anticipating.
No, I'm actually thinking of the question.
It's the same question I've been asking before. Have you cheated on someone before?
That was not one time.
Yeah, she just chose a cute guy to do it with.
And a large frog.
Exactly. Exactly.
I just gave one instant and you are riding on it. You see what they say about women? Women supporting women.
She's
going in the mud.
Have you been caught cheating before?
No, I haven't been caught cheating before. Sleep. Have I cheated? Yes, I have.
Why?
Okay, so it happens that the person was acting really shitty, right? And something happened. So for women, I don't know how it works for men, but I don't know about other people though, but before you move on to another person, you have to like kind of kill whatever it is that you have with this person. Mm-hmm. So the period of the complaining was there, the period of the so basically the person wanted us to be doing vibes and inshallah, but wanted it with relationship benefits. If it makes any sense. So, and I'm like,
don't be serious. Seriously, don't be serious.
Yeah, seriously, but don't. So why are we confused? Why are we going? Like, we don't even know what we're doing.
A typical Abuja man.
honestly, the one that lives in his
typical Tunde.
But now.
So at some point when I started complaining, I just got tired. I'm like, whoa, peace in the middle is. So it did happen. So, but what happened was, the person I cheated on, I just moved on with the person and I started a full-blown relationship.
So you cheated on this person with somebody else and just continued that relationship with that person. And how did that end?
Amazing.
Her amazing was looking to the florist.
It was amazing because I flopped this one. So yeah, it was amazing. But it was too good to be true, safe.
So why did it end?
Like I said, it was too good to be true. You don't know women.
You were scared?
Yes.
Yeah.
When it's too good to be true, you start.
Trust me, that was why the one person who ever broke up with me.
Yeah.
It was
it's too good to be true. When it's too good to be true,
supposed to catch you.
Somebody literally telling me.
I've heard these things.
Somebody literally telling me that.
It shocks me every time.
Somebody literally told me that I have placed the bar too high. She can't continue.
It's not my fault you were with Hitler and Saddam Hussein or whatever. Like, that's on you. So now that I'm being what my mom trained me to be.
No, but see, one thing about that kind of thing is that you learn with time. Time teaches you. So when you find what is too good to be true, I noticed that, I don't know for other people, but when you're younger, your head is not in one place. Your head is like fire. You know, it's sparking everywhere. But the older you get, when you find something that is like that, you will guard it, you would enjoy it, and then you would understand and make it work. That's just it.
Majority has spoken. A lot of heartbreak has been spewed forth in wisdom. What? Is it like?
Heartbreak makes you wise.
Heartbreak
makes you wise.
They say, what doesn't kill you?
We almost kill you.
But a lot of people do not know that at a point where your bone breaks, it's usually stronger than every other part of your bone. It's usually that way. Very painful. It's very painful. But then again, that's why you won't learn. That's why some of us here, you want to do shakara for us in the name of relationship. You will be tired. One of such people being Jennifer, who you just heard right now. Anyways, unfortunately, some people just rushed in as we're wrapping up. Binga, sorry, you're late. He laughed.
You finished the hot jollof.
But will you snitch on your guy or cheat on your babe?
I'll cheat on my babe.
Close to the mic, please.
I'll never snitch on my guy. Brotherhood for life.
And he wasn't even here throughout. In Brocode, I would never cheat. We never have a meeting for Brocode, but Brocode is...
You will cheat and will ask for forgiveness and will come back. But you see that loyalty? Nah.
But cheating is disloyalty now.
But let me tell you one truth.
Not really, Sha.
You never snitch on a guy. We never snitch on a guy. In the middle of the night when you are with your babe calling, do you know Benga? Everybody gist.
You have snitched on your guy with your babe. It is what it is.
We never snitch. We never.
But in the middle of the night. Larger scale now.
Man, this podcast has no name. We're done for the day, man. I think the next topic is that one. What was that thing we said? Bro code and sys code, right?
Sys code. Never heard of it.
What is sys code? Never heard of it. What?
And Jennifer, you know, we just told everybody not to cook. You get that your food is sweet. So the next episode, so that
right
it not look
that
as
one.
If we are just making mouth. We have to really eat.
Yeah, okay, so each plate is like 10K. So you guys are one.
Oh,
yeah,
selling
three.
It. You cannot sponsor it.
No, 2, 4, 6. That's
sponsor
like
the podcast with
exactly. When I was just about to shout that this podcast has no name, was brought to you by Chop Chop, and you have now spoiled it.
You see,
I've taken it back.
At the end of the day, you passed going to give me my 60K.
Did not brought anything.
Chop Chop did not brought anything. They will give me my 60,000 naira. Mwano, thank you. Yes, I've joined you. Even if you're not there, you pay for the food in advance.
I bet we are done. See you next time.
You don't know that I'm an evil woman. Entertainment.